Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, I am not going anywhere. I am still here. God bless. Thank God. You guys are wonderful. You guys allow me to still do what I do. But you know how we talk about medical headlines and sports headlines and all that? Well, there's some radio headlines. And one of the biggest radio headlines today is my network, with whom I've been with for, I think, 12, 13 years. Basically, helped me get through puberty, if we could analogize in terms of my radio career, is going to be transitioning and closing down. And so me and multiple other hosts are going to be transitioning to new networks. And I just have to say, Genesis Communications Network, my network, and everybody I work with, oh my God, they're family. Being with them for as long as I have been in radio, the only other person, my parent, I would probably say would be Kadon, my affiliate in Las Vegas, Nevada, because I've been with them all 15 years. So they change my diapers. But when we had to transition from XM, when there was that break with the, I think, Clear Channel and XM, iHeart took us on and introduced us to Genesis Communications Network, Ted Anderson. And my first conversation with Ted Anderson was, you know, you could tell my voice was squeaky. You could tell my hormones were raging. You could tell I didn't know what I was doing. And I'm saying, look, you know, to syndicate me, how does this work? And the GCN team, who I've been working with over a decade, just made it so seamless and flawless. And so even though my show is going on, and this isn't about me still being on it, where else am I going to go? I mean, no one in TV is going to hire this. So obviously I'm still in radio. We want to make sure all our affiliates, we want to make sure all our listeners will still be able to get the show, still be able to have access to me. I'm not going anywhere. It fascinates me, though, all the pieces. Now, I mean, I've always been overwhelmed by what these networks do, whether it's radio, television. Look at what hospitals do. After running my own medical practice, there's a lot of working pieces. You think in medical practice, it's just you and the patient, and nothing else exists. It's all easy. No, you got the insurance, you got the pharmacy, you got the radiology, you got the staff. There's so many working parts to making something like this go. And so, you know, my producers, Jason, Daniel, Brad, George. George has been the backbone of this show. Ted Anderson, everybody at GCN, not to mention all our affiliates, in order to make something like this work, there's thousands of parts, if not more. And so while this transition happens, I'm telling you right now, I'm not going anywhere. It's luckily there's so many people that have been calling and reaching out saying we'll make this transition easy. But it's, you know, we use this phrase, the show must go on. The show, you know, something in show business that's always been the show must go on. And that means something different to everybody. I mean, to me, that has always meant, who cares if you broke a leg? Who cares if you have menstrual cramps? Who cares if your ratings are low? I'm not speaking just about that. Well, maybe I am. Maybe this is me. You know, the show, you just keep going. Martin Luther King's, one of his famous quotes is where, you know, if you can't run, you walk. If you can't walk, you crawl. But you just keep going. And I'm sorry if I'm misquoting him, but it's so insightful. The show must go on. Things always seem to work out. You know, and sometimes when one chapter closes, a new chapter opens, and it's even bigger and better. I have been so blessed in my life that every time I had to close a chapter or I transitioned to something, it always worked out. It just, when we're talking about your family, like Genesis Communications Network, it makes you get a little misty and sad. And you know, because I didn't realize how much these guys were in my life. Lee, you know, Adam, they've been so, they've been my brothers. Yeah, they're my family. And, you know, for them, I want to apologize to them because, you know, taking me through puberty of this radio show probably was not very easy. You know, I didn't have a lot of mood swings, but boy, was I grumpy some days. And you know, and so, you know, for those of you that do have a favorite radio show, I'm assuming it's not mine. I'm assuming, you know, there's a better show out there than mine. But hopefully I'm on your top 10 list. But, you know, for those of you that do have a podcast you love, a radio show, a network, a doctor, a teacher, reach out. Let them know that you're still there because that's what keeps it going. You know, if let's say your show is you are a marketing genius and you have this one job that doesn't appreciate you, another job blows you off, the show must go on. Don't let anybody extinguish your flame. You keep that show going. You know, in terms of your marketing ability or your teaching ability or your medicine. And I've seen people where they are rock stars in what they do and things happen and they let that event that happens stop them. You know, like a breakup. When somebody dumps you, do you stop dating? No. If your kid tells you you suck, do you stop parenting? No. If you have a bad, I don't know, workout, you keep going. So for those of you that are in transition and have things that are weighing on you, and you know, just keep telling yourself the show must go on. I know it's a little cheesy, it's a little cliche, it's a little, you know, let's do some jazz hands with it. But honestly, it's always worked for me. Yeah, and so I'm really grateful. So for those of you seen some of the radio headlines, everybody's still, you know, on board. We're all trying to, you know, make sure there's no issue. And, you know, I'm so grateful to not only all the affiliates, not only to Genesis Communications Network, Facebook, all the social media platforms that also helped me air the show. But, you know, to you guys, if you guys didn't want the show wouldn't be here. Yeah, I mind you, I'm sure there's somebody out there screaming right now, you suck. But, you know, the majority of you actually listen. And so that's why we're not going anywhere. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on,
and...
lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So making headlines is this poll released looking at younger adults, so Gen Z and young millennials. And looking at what their preferences are in terms of politics and how they feel about Biden, how they feel about Trump, the Israel-Gaza conflict. And it's kind of fascinating. Now, this doesn't, I think, represent all young individuals. This is a Harvard youth poll looking at 2010 Americans between 18 years old and 29 years old nationwide. This was conducted March 14th to the 21st, so about a month ago. And And it's interesting to see what these 2,000 individuals, which Harvard is saying represents is a good sample size of the country. But, I mean, I hope not. I mean, the ones I know don't seem to be sharing the same opinions as this poll. But let's take a look at it. So some of the takeaways is, according to the Harvard Kennedy School Institute of Politics, among young Americans under 30, President Biden leads former President Trump by 8 percentage points. Among likely voters, this lead expands to 19 points. Biden is appealing to younger people more than Trump. Now, why do you think that is? Is he really appealing to them? Is Biden really the type of guy that these young people dig? Does he really seem to represent and align with and relate with the youth? They said among young men, he leads Trump by 6 points, by young women, 33 points. Biden's lead among 18 to 24-year-olds is 14 points. 25 to 29-year-olds, 26 points. Now, among college students is 23 points, 47 points among college graduates. So is it the student loan forgiveness? Is it that there's such an anti-Trump sentiment in schools and colleges that kids are saying, okay, fine by me? I really wonder if there's a little bit of a copycat sort of thinking going, where people don't feel like they can say. Now, I mean, I don't know if this was a poll done in front of where you're standing there with your friends. I don't know if everybody was filling out the poll together, if they thought they were being heard. But you, when you see these polls, such as Biden was leading Trump resoundingly, Clinton was leading Trump resoundingly, and then you find that, no, that's not actually how people were voting, you start to wonder what exactly is going on. And is anybody rectifying that type of study to ensure that there's not these limitations in the study, such as, look, these, you know, you're asking them while they're on college campus, they feel like everything's being watched. They might play it safe. I can't tell you how many Californians I know say they have to pretend that they like Biden so they don't lose their job. I mean, that stuff is real. So they also say that the young people support a permanent ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas war, 5-1. So do they understand what that is? Now, first of all, a ceasefire is temporary. That's kind of what, so a permanent ceasefire, I don't know if that actually is the proper verbiage for that, but that's what they were given. And then do these young individuals understand why the Israeli-Hamas war started? At the Nova Festival, young people who were dancing and enjoying life and promoting peace get taken, abducted, burned alive, shot, raped and shot, fractured pelvises. Do the young people understand that? They, you know, now some said they don't know. When asked, when Americans were asked whether or not they believe Israel's response, Israel, but Israel's response to the October 7th attack by Hamas was justified, some said they don't know. 21% said it was justified. 32% said it wasn't justified. Now, do they know what's going on? They want a permanent ceasefire. Do they understand what that would mean in terms of terrorism? Do they understand what that would mean where Palestinians are under Hamas control? And Palestinians need to be freed from that and have a democratic. Now, do the young Americans understand who are now 20 to 25% a part of the LGBTQAI plus community, that in Israel, you have complete freedom of being LGBTQAI plus 2S. But in Gaza, no. You could go to jail or worse. So what I look at with this poll is, I don't think they understand the situation. And I'm not saying I don't want to see any more conflict. I would love to see the war end, Hamas go away, Palestine be ruled by a demo, you know, have a non-terrorist fascist organization provide their political infrastructure. But it's a mess right now, especially with Iran funding it. And so, you know, they also say most young Americans believe there is a crisis at the southern border, but they believe immigrants improve America's culture. Well, from the beginning, America has been about immigration. That's who we are. Whether we immigrated from, it's emigrate and immigrate. They immigrate from. Okay, got to remember my English here. They're all either British immigrants or, the natives are the Native Americans. But America has been, you know, most of us are descendants of an immigrant. I mean, I'm a first generation immigrant from my father, but some people are eighth generation immigrants. That's, you know, so when you ask an American, do immigrants improve our culture? Of course, the answer is yes. That's what America is about. Now, if you reworded the question and said, hey, you know, are some of these immigrants cartel members? Are some of these immigrants wolves in sheep's clothing? Wolves in sheep's clothing. Do we have innocent people coming over with illegal and criminal elements hiding and trying to sneak in as well? That, I think, would have a different answer. Now, when they were asked, immigrants increase crime in my community, 45% disagreed, 21% agreed. In my neck of the woods, I don't know if actually the refugees and the families coming over are committing the crimes. Do I think there is a huge underground criminal element that might be fueled by cartel and outside sources? Yes, but we might not be seeing it yet. But the innocent immigrants, no, I don't think they're increasing our crime. Have we had increased crime from individuals that came over criminally and, you know, such as Lake and Walker and the other individuals who have been raped and killed? And yes, but again, how are they wording the question such that they're like, oh, no, immigrants don't increase crime in my community? Well, yeah, we're not talking about the good people. So other takeaways, only 9% of young Americans say the country is headed in the right direction. Now, that's interesting. 58% of young Americans believe that the country is, quote, off on the wrong track. 9% say things are in the right direction. So that's interesting. So where are they, you know, what are they looking at? Well, they're looking at abortion. They call it reproductive rights. They're looking at student debt relief. They look at Ukraine, the economy, gun violence, inflation, and the Israel-Hamas war. And so these are issues that apparently these kids are looking at. But of course, student debt relief. I told you we could solve that by going to the colleges, having them paid off. But I want you to look at this poll and see what, you know, like, you know, what it is that's making them tick. Because I think we're missing a little bit of education. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. The White House making it clear that President Biden's uncle was not eaten by cannibals. USA's John Schaefer.
While speaking at two campaign stops in Pennsylvania Wednesday, Biden mentioned that his uncle, Ambrose Finnegan, was killed during World War II and then made a reference to cannibalism.
He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Thursday aboard Air Force One, the White House press secretary informed reporters that Biden was simply expressing his immense pride in Finnegan and that there is no truth to the claim that he was eaten by New Guinea natives in 1944.
Shares in Trump Media fell sharply this week following its announcement of a new live TV streaming platform. The DJT shares fell over 10% Tuesday following an earlier double-digit decline of 18% on Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. When I was little, I loved watching Sesame Street. Grover, remember, was like a superhero, and he would have a cape. I think his name was Super Grover. And he would really kind of stink at being a superhero, and I thought it was really funny, but I thought Grover was really, really funny. And Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster, Grover, and Ernie were my favorite. Bert, you know, was all kind of, you know, sphincter tight Bert. But Ernie was always cool. Cookie Monster, super cool. Grover, I wasn't really big into Snuffleupagus. Oscar the Grouch, he scared me a little bit. I'm like, oh no, he's going to get all grumpy. And luckily, I don't think I picked up on any political stuff. Apparently, I'm hearing it was political this whole time. And maybe they are starting to get more political or woke. I don't know. But as a kid, I have good memories of Sesame Street. I think it was absolutely phenomenal to have these characters and these puppets and Jim Henson and all the great work he did, Frank Oz. Grateful as a kid to have those good memories. Well, apparently the Sesame Street writers are going on strike. Sesame Street. Now, I didn't really know that there was, you kind of forget that there's actually scripts involved, because you think, well, Ernie's going to say whatever he wants to say and Cookie Monster's going to eat cookies. But apparently there is a lot of thought process going into the writing. And the writers employed by the Sesame Street producer Sesame Workshop have voted unanimously to support a strike authorization vote. This segment is being sponsored by the letter S, which is tough for me with a lisp. So Sesame Street producer Sesame Workshop is supporting a strike. There, I got that. All right. From the Writers Guild of America, as the April 19th expiration of the current contract approaches, 35 writers represented by the union have been in negotiations with the production company behind Sesame Street and other children's programs since February. If the sides cannot reach a deal by today, they are going to start to picket on Sesame Street. Now, Sesame Street's main workshop headquarters is in Manhattan. I don't really know where Sesame Street actually is. I've looked for Sesame Street. I remember when I was a kid, I asked my parents, I wanted to go to New York. And they're like, why? You know, you want to see the Statue of Liberty? But no, I want to see Sesame Street. Like, my kid's dumb. That's why it doesn't matter what grades I got. I really was the stupidest of the kids in my family. I seriously thought there was a Sesame Street that I could go to. Yeah, even my younger brother's looking at me like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm like, I want to go to Sesame Street. So we'll see what happens with that. But, I'm sure it would be cool to see the actual puppets strike. I'd like to see that. But 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a Michigan school district is defending what they've done in an elementary school, or the elementary school district, by teaching young kids the phase tree for pronouns. Shavey Road Elementary School in DeWitt, Michigan, sent out a letter on April 11th informing parents of the school's plans to help students and explore pronouns. They are going to use the book They, She, He, Me, Free to Be. And it was written by Maya Gonzalez. It includes cartoon pictures of men and women using interchangeable pronouns. And the letter also states parents are able to opt their children out of the curriculum. And can I say this is something I've always said that we should have? Inform the parents of the curriculum and then allow them to opt in or opt out. But have a conversation with the parents first. The parents need to understand, because if their kid walks up to grandpa and calls him a tree, and grandpa has a short fuse and is like, what the hell are you calling me? What? Parents need to understand what that is, because the average grandpa does not know that we might be using the term tree, as in nest, apple, trunk, leaves, for gender specification. So the book teaches kids to embrace non-binary gender terminology, including Z and tree. The book says on the inside, you may not feel like a he or she at all. Maybe, this is the sentence, maybe they feels most free, or you may feel like both she and he. I think this would confuse a child. Now, what this whole platform or narrative needs is to pick one and stick with it and be consistent. If you are telling a young child that they might not feel like a he or she, when at the same time the narrative is there is no he or she, girls aren't pink skirt wearing Barbie doll toting beans, and boys aren't truck driving jean overall play in the mud beans, then you don't necessarily have to go through this he she thing. mean, they're almost trying to make it that if you feel like you're a he or she, you're wrong. You are odd man out. That's almost what's happening now with females, you know, women's sports. If you identify as a woman and a she, and you are a biological she, and you are solid with those pronouns, you might be biased because you can't always feel like a she. And she is an outdated term. You see how confusing all that is? What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to be? People need an identity. Now, we used to identify as Baptist, as Catholic, as Jewish. That's not happening anymore now that people are, you know, of mixed religion and, you know, deciding to embrace multiple religions in their family. Well, what about, well, you identify as white, identify as black. Well, there's mixed race. So what other identifiers are we using? Well, we got the innies and the outies. We got, you know, vaginas. We got penises. So since we can't say I identify as somebody with a vagina or as somebody with a penis, we will identify as he or she. They're not allowing that either. And when you have a child and how a child's mind works and how you teach a child is if something is complex, all right, allow an opportunity to simplify it. And then allow them to grow on those simplified blocks until they could put concepts together, such as like the ABCs. You know, if a child will learn how to speak before they learn how to read. But sometimes learning how to read is a little bit too complex. So we break it down into the letters and we teach them their alphabet. Same thing with math. We teach them the numbers. So when you have a child that has different body parts than their brother, right, and the brother pees differently than the girl does, and the brother goes with daddy to the men's room, and the girl goes with mommy to the girl's room, you need to give that child a reason as to why. And we've been using the terms girl and boy. But when you tell a child, you might not feel like a girl or boy. I mean, me, I wanted to be a boy as a little girl because I didn't want to be with my mom. I wanted to be with the dudes. I liked the dudes and I liked my dad a lot as a kid. So I was like, okay. And you know what? Peeing standing up really seemed practical. And when I found out I couldn't pee standing up and I was going to be a woman, and then my big sister's like, and you're going to have a period and you're going to have boobies that'll slow you down when you run. I was like, are you kidding me? But you, when you confuse these children, though, I mean, I'm glad I'm a woman now. I'm very grateful. But I think this is really confusing the kids. And we need to really understand in education what they need to learn and how they need to identify. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on X, previously Twitter, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we've been hearing now for years that health care needs to be a quote-unquote right, that it is a right, our rights that we have fought for, to be able to have health care. And it's an interesting phrase because as a doctor, I'm like, a little bit more specifics, please. Because, you know, I'm seeing some of the healthcare people are getting. It's crap. Obamacare did not necessarily increase healthcare. It might have given people a piece of paper card. But when their doctor closed down and left because nobody was paying on their high deductibles, or when that health insurance said it came with a $10,000 deductible, did that really mean they were getting healthcare? So, you know, the questions that we need to address are, should you, as an American, have a right to a hospital bed? Should there be a hospital bed with your name on it? Okay. Should there be doctors, nurses that'll, at the drop of a hat, be there for you? An ambulance that's there for you? Should it just be limited to American citizens? What about those on visas? What about those illegally that crossed? And so when these polls, such as this Harvard poll that went to 2010 individuals under the age of 30, asked about this, I don't know if they really went into the specifics. It's a very easy statement. When you say, oh, yeah, should everybody have access to health care? I mean, as a doctor, I'd love everybody to have access to health care. Okay, but now let's be a little bit more practical and realistic about it, because it's not happening. If you want something to happen, we need to understand what needs to be done to make it happen. So the question that these young adults were given was basic health insurance. Now, it's not saying health care. They're saying, how much do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Basic health insurance is a right for all people. And if someone has no means of paying for the said insurance, the government should provide it. Well, back in 2020, 64% said they agree it's a right. Now 60%. So it went down a little bit. But the majority of youth say basic health insurance is a right for all people. So is that a question leading towards socialized medicine? Is that a question leading towards Medicare for all? Medicaid for all? Medicaid is state run, Medicare, federal run. You know, we've had so many people who have said everybody should have access to health care. And in a way, how we've been doing that is, if you're sick, you're ill, you can call 911. And 911 will send an ambulance to you. You or a first responder. If you are sick or ill and you go to an ER, you could go into that ER and get seen. So right now, we, and people don't want to necessarily call that healthcare for all, because it's not the best system. To me, healthcare for all is everybody gets a medical provider, such as a family medicine provider who is going to follow you for years, take care of your family, or an internal medicine provider or a pediatrician, and that person is going to be your go-to. That person will always allow you to have visits to come in. It will only cost a reasonable amount, and that medical provider is going nowhere until they retire, and then somebody new is going to take their place. But you have that sort of consistency, longevity, and that go-to person. That's not what's happening now. Right now, it's, well, I don't want to buy insurance because I don't have to yet, because they're going to cover pre-existing conditions. So I'm going to save the money on that. And maybe I'll use telemedicine, or maybe I'll stop by an urgent care, or I'll just treat myself, or I'll go down to Mexico and buy some medication. That's not the way healthcare should be. Now, when somebody says, well, then, Dr. Dahlia, why don't we just have Medicare take over? You're serious? Medicare? Do you know the problems we're having with Medicare? Number one is we don't have enough funding for it. Number two is things chronically get cut. With Medicare right now, it doesn't cover prescriptions. You have to get extra insurance to cover the prescriptions, or you need to get a Medigap or an Advantage plan. When you say Medicare for all, Medicare doesn't cover medications. It's not covering hearing aids. Nursing home. There's a lot Medicare isn't covering. And so we need to get our definition straight. If you want health care, then you want health care when you're born, when you're pregnant, when you have kids, when you have parents that are aging, when you need to go into a nursing home. Do we have that? Is that attainable? Well, that costs money. Are we overflowing in money? Or are we at a deficit? Well, no, we're going to kind of start cutting student loan payments and saving on that, and honestly go to the colleges to get the money for the student loan payments. It shouldn't be coming out of the taxpayers. let all the colleges pay back the student loans. If you really want to do student loan debt relief, they're the ones that got the money. Have them give some of the money back or all the money back. Why should we do it? But we're not bringing in the money we need to. And we are taking in individuals who didn't for years put money into the system. So back in the Ellis Island days, when you got here, you had to either have money, have a sponsor, have a job, and not be sick. If you're sick, who's going to take care of you? You could make other people sick. It wasn't the best system. We didn't have the hospital infrastructure that we do now. But you know, we are taking in individuals who need dialysis. That's pretty expensive. We have hospitals along the border overrun. Denver Health was working at a deficit and needed money infused. So we have hospitals that are struggling. We have people not paying their bills. And we also have a very spoiled population who really wants to live. I don't blame them. If, God forbid, I get cancer, yeah, give me the best cancer medications. Knock that sucker out. It's going to cost. Now, in the olden days, you would have to save. And you would have to divide. Look, okay, we're not going to be spending money on this and this and this because we need to have our emergency fund for medicine. We need to have, but we're not doing that. People are spending more money on their iPhone and their tech and their streaming services. And when you ask, do you have money put away for medicine? Nope. It's funny. I've asked, patients will say, oh, don't send me to the ER or urgent care. I don't have money. And they're having something that they obviously need to be cared for. Meanwhile, you see in their house, huge big screen TV. You see they're on the newest iPhone. Have you been putting any money away for an emergency for your deductible or your... No. Because they think they don't have to pay. It's going to get written off. So, you know, when these polls are like, is health insurance a right? Is health care a right? That's a really nice statement. And I personally think that we do need to, as a society, take care of anybody who's sick because it makes other people sick. We need to take care of our homeless individuals, get them off the street. This is something society is supposed to do. But can we be realistic and practical about it? I mean, our politicians are making bucks. Should we be, you know, rather than spending millions upon millions of dollars for advertising for politicians, maybe that money should be going to free clinics, putting clinics throughout the country so somebody could walk in and get care. That's free health care. That is your health care being a right. Somebody coming in, being able to have access to a medical clinic, get care, not walking around with a card that they can't use that only covers some medical issues. So I vote for let's get these clinics out. And I've told you guys how we can do them realistically. But see, 1-877-DOCTALLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.